I want to welcome you to Trailer Blazers, the finest podcast this side of St. Patty's Day.
Well, yeah, everybody, we got a delicious episode for you today. It's March, so it's St. Patty's Day.
Oh, this is the greenest episode you'll listen to.
Yeah, and Ben and I are both got a touch of the Irish, so it's all right. We can talk like this.
That's right, just a touch.
Just a little smidge.
I've got a wee little nose minor.
I'm leaving that in.
Hey, we've got an intruder here.
A leprechaun.
I need you to, buddy, go watch your show, buddy. Go watch your show. Well, Nick, what did you watch this week? Did you watch anything?
I didn't watch a lot this week, not as much as I usually do, but I did watch Knives Out, which I purchased, and it was, I gotta say, as good as everyone is saying it is.
Oh, that's great. So, yeah, no regrets.
No, it doesn't go where you think it's gonna go, and it does that a couple times.
Nice. I also see on here that you watched Altered Carbon, and I also watched Altered Carbon, so I want us to talk about that for just a bit.
Okay, I've watched 4 episodes, I believe.
I think that's about, yeah, I'm in like maybe 5.
Yeah.
Boy, that, I think the story is, I just don't care about the story.
I'm sort of feeling that way too. Like, watching the 4th episode was sort of like a chore.
This is a show that I've been painting shoes to. At one point, they're like, this woman's like, long live this character. And I'm like, why does everybody like this character or have loyalty? Like, who is it? I don't even know who this character is. I don't know. Like, I just don't care about the story. This is not as good as I was hoping it was going to be.
Yeah, that's the vibe that I'm getting from it as well. I'll probably still finish it, but
yeah, I'll finish it as I work on stuff. I'm not gonna devote entire attention to this show, unfortunately.
It could be so much better.
It could be, man. It could be. I don't know what. Here, you know what I related it to. This is what I thought about when I was watching it. I thought, man, this is just like The Expanse, which. Also, I don't care about the story, and I know a lot of people like that show, but I just couldn't get into it because I was like, the story is just not interesting, guys.
Yeah, I started The Expanse a long time ago, and I think I watched like 3 episodes, and I never went back to it.
That's about how far I got into it as well. You've got to have an engaging story. I mean, like, the sets are cool, you know, costumes are cool, like, the whole aesthetic and vibe is cool, but, like, if you don't have an engaging story... I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, it's like space adventure. It shouldn't be boring.
Yeah, it shouldn't. I don't know. Do we not have any more stories to tell, guys? I mean, come on.
There has to be. Maybe it gets better in the second half of the season, because Altered Carbon season 1, the first 4 episodes, I thought were the worst, and then it got better as it went. But it never got, like, great or anything.
Yeah. All right, what else you watch?
Mostly I've just been watching old Mystery Science Theater 3000 episodes on YouTube, because I realized that almost every single episode is on YouTube.
Nice.
So I've been, they're in varying quality, because a lot of them are like VHS rips from the 90s, but as a Mystery Science Theater fan, I'm used to that.
Sure.
So, but yeah, I've been watching that, because I haven't felt like doing anything all week. I've been having to think a lot at work, and it makes me tired, so...
Yeah, I've actually been watching a lot of YouTube as well. I've been watching these videos about like car tuning, and I want to learn how, because you know I have a never ending quest to be a Renaissance man.
Yep.
And so one of the skills I want to pick up is like engine mechanics. Like I want to be able to maybe work on engines or work on cars. That's something I've never really learned.
I would like you to have this skill as well, because when I have engine trouble with my car and I don't want to learn this skill, I can just make you do it.
Do you drive a Japanese car?
Yes, I have a Subaru.
Oh, see, that Subarus are something that I want to learn about.
Yep.
Well, that would work.
Subaru then. Forester from 2011.
Not the exact Subaru that I'm curious to work on, but I'm sure it translates. If I learned something about Imprezas, I imagine it would translate to a Forester.
Well, you'll know more than I do at any rate.
Yeah. So I've been watching those, but I have I actually started Devs on Hulu, which is an FX show.
I'm dying to know. What do you think?
So only two episodes are out, so you can go watch two episodes now. The next one comes out the 11th. It is very Alex Garland-y. Pacing is kind of slow, so I would say prepare yourself for that.
I actually like slow pacing.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll probably dig this. The cinematography, the aesthetic is great. It's Pacific Northwest. This soundtrack is ripped straight from Annihilation. I mean, same sounds. If you put them side by side and you said, okay, pick, you know, tell me what this is from, I'd be like, oh, this is from Annihilation. So I imagine, I haven't looked at the credits or whatever, but I imagine it's the exact same guy that made the soundtrack to Annihilation.
That would track.
So that really just sets the mood really well. The story is not quite what I had imagined it would be, but it is very good so far. It's actually not really hard to follow. It's pretty simple storytelling, so I feel like you can go into this and get into it.
I feel like Ex Machina was pretty straightforward, too.
Yeah.
And Annihilation to a point. Like, Annihilation's really weird, but it's still a straightforward storyline.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I'm just a huge Alex Garland fan at this point.
Me, too.
I just love his work. So I'm going to recommend this. Got some language in there, so a little bit of violence, not too bad. It's certainly not gory or anything like that.
And you can watch it on Hulu because everything from FX is on Hulu now.
Yeah. So that's how you can see that. So go ahead and check that out. We'll talk about it next week if you watch any of it.
I'll watch it.
And then I also watched the first episode of Castlevania Season 3 on Netflix. I am trying not to hardcore binge this. I want to sort of like savor it. So started out pretty good. I'm in. I'm ready.
I've been hearing good things from people who did binge it, so that bodes well.
Yeah. It's. I mean, they have action right off the bat, which is really good. They just do action really well on that show. So looking forward to watching more of that, but that's it.
I think the people who made Castlevania are going to make a Diablo series, like the Blizzard Diablo series for Netflix, because they're making an Overwatch and Diablo animated series.
Oh, man. I'll watch that for sure.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think that lends itself well to animated show.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, Nick, you know what we haven't done in a while?
And by that, we mean one episode, right?
Yeah. So 2 weeks.
Hey, people miss it when it's gone.
They do. But let's get back to the questions times.
Chicka, chicka, bow, wow.
The questions times, Nick. I got two questions for you. First question is, you can turn into three different animals at will. What are they? And tell me why.
Okay, so we're going for the animorphs here. Only we can change into three specific ones at any time. All right.
Yep.
My first one is weirdly the same as your first one. So let's talk about this one together. We both chose albatross as number one. And I'm thinking Yes. It's because it can fly the farthest of any creature.
Yeah, if you Google what bird can glide the longest, it is the albatross. That's what comes up.
Yeah, the albatross is basically like a jet liner for birds.
I like the idea of being able to spread your wings, not have to work too hard and flap, and just let the currents, those updrafts, the warm air currents, take you high into the sky. The joys of recording on a Saturday morning, folks. But anyway, you could basically play pilot wings if in real life.
Plus, if you get murdered by a sailor, they're cursed forever.
And you'll have to be draped across their neck, right?
Yep. Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Look it up, folks.
So albatross is really sort of a no-brainer to me. I mean, I thought about a toucan because flying around in the rainforest and eating fruit sounds awesome.
You just want to be the spokesman for Fruit Loops and get that paycheck.
Fruit Loops, Fruit Loopies, swimming in the churning, frothing mother sea of milk.
What?
Did you ever see, that's from Saturday Night Live when David Alan Greer was on Saturday Night Live and he played Maya Angelou. And he did like a poem about Fruit Loops. He did one about Butterfinger, and he did one other one, and I can't remember. But I have memorized the Butterfinger one, and I have memorized the Fruit Loop one.
I had not seen it, so it was quite jarring to hear with no context.
I imagine so.
My second creature that I chose was a gorilla, and it's specifically for moving heavy things because I was going to choose a bear because I feel like a bear is like the strongest, maybe, but. I've had this treadmill sitting in my garage, and I can't get it down in my basement, and it's too heavy. And I was like, a gorilla could probably move it down there.
Well, a gorilla is better than a bear because you have opposable thumbs.
That's what made me switch. I started riding a bear, but I was like, he ain't got no thumbs. He's going to put holes in everything with his powerful claws.
Yeah, and you'd have to eat salmon.
Oh, yeah, just salmon only? Not for me.
I don't think you would. Well, you wouldn't have to, but you may crave it.
No, I think bears are only allowed to eat salmon.
Oh, that, well, don't they eat berries?
They also eat documentarians.
Is that true?
Yeah, they ate the guy from Grizzly Man.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's a Werner Herzog documentary, Grizzly Man. They eat him at the end.
For 13 years, Timothy Treadwell lived among the grizzly bears in the Alaskan wilderness. Until 2003, when he was killed by one of the bears he had sworn to protect.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ouch. That's not a good way to go there.
No, my last one was a tiger, and that's just in case I needed to destroy anyone.
There would be an intimidation factor there.
Yeah, if anyone was the slightest bit rude to me in public, I would turn into a tiger, and then they'd have to rethink their life and their choices.
Honestly, if you could turn into any animal, I imagine the intimidation factor would be there.
It's true. Unless you turn into, like, an armadillo.
I always wondered, do you think, like, Mystique could turn into an animal?
That's a good question. I wonder if she ever... I bet Jess would know that. I'll ask her after.
Yeah. Or maybe she just can only do human form type stuff.
Probably.
All right, so I chose, other than an albatross, I chose a peacock mantis shrimp, which is actually my favorite animal.
That's a good one.
Yeah, the reason I did this is because they can see into the infrared spectrum.
They can see all kinds of colors we can't even imagine.
Yeah, so I feel like that'd be really valuable, especially at night. So if I can see into the infrared, I pretty much have great night vision, I think.
Plus, they have those little punching claw things that can shoot as fast as a .22 caliber bullet.
Yep. So if I ever need, if I am ever trapped in a giant aquarium, I can get out.
There's a guy I used to work with who was like, he had a marine biology degree, and he said the place he used to work, they had mantis shrimps, and if you didn't feed them on time, they'd start cracking the glass.
That's my kind of crustacean, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also chose an orca because I could explore all of the ocean. Cold waters, warm waters, deep waters, the orca can do it all.
Also, you love to eat seals.
I do. I'll eat some seals, eat some fishes. I could just really explore the in-world. Basically, it's like if you can be an albatross or an orca, you can really go just about anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could start diving down as the albatross, transform into the orca, and then keep going.
You could be a sea missile, but from the air.
An air-to-sea missile.
An air-to-sea missile live. So that is the first question. Let us know what three animals you would want to change into it, Will. The next question we have is, you can download one other language into your brain, and you can also download the knowledge to play one instrument into your brain. Well, what are they?
Okay, my language would be Arabic because I have to read different languages at work pretty much all day, and I'm in a few different rotations. So, like, I can read Cyrillic, like Russian and stuff like that, Ukrainian. I can read all of that already, and I can read all the Spanish-based languages, but I have such a bad time with Arabic. I can't read it. I can't. It always looks different when it's written out. So if I knew Arabic, it would make my job a million times easier. So that's why I picked that one. And then for an instrument, I think I like the viola best. So I would like to be good at that.
What would you play on your viola?
Probably just the theme songs of TV shows or the Lord of the Rings Rohan music.
Oh, yes, but what about second viola?
My cousin Megan is a like viola mastermind, and she had it a couple years ago. she had brought her viola with her, and we were just like making her play things, and she could just hear it once and then play it. So we put the Game of Thrones theme on, and she listened to it the one time, and then she played it like perfectly.
Good
it was
grief.
The coolest
good
thing.
Grief. Stop. See, that's the kind of knowledge I'm talking about. When you download it in your brain, it's like you can play stuff by ear. Just hear it once, and you're like, oh yeah, I can do that, and just immediately play it perfectly.
Yeah, that's her. So I would like that skill as well.
I'm jelly.
Maybe if I zombie attack her and eat her brain, I'll know.
Is that how that works?
I'll find out.
Yeah, you know, your brother often did that, and he never learned nothing. He's your brother. So, Arabic is a beautiful written language, too, by the way.
It's really hard to figure out if you don't know it, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it would.
Always looks different. And there's, like, a fancy script version of it where it's, like, almost sideways. It's hard to read.
Difficult. So I chose a piano, and honestly, I chose a piano really for the same reason you did. So I can just play like video game songs just from my head or movie tunes or whatever. I really just want to be able to play all the songs, the Ocarina songs from Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. And just the tunes from that game. That's like my... I don't know why I focus in on that game, but I want to play that. Also, I would like to play some Scott Joplin tunes.
Yeah, it could be like in... If I could play piano, I would be like Ryan Gosling in La La Land, where they'd have me at a restaurant playing, and then I'd start playing like my own stuff, and they'd be like, no, stick to the set list. And I'd be like, no, I'm going to play the theme song from this.
I also have this weird vision of having like one of those old like pianos that you see at somebody's house. It's not like a grand piano, it's like a wooden one.
Yeah.
In the middle of the Dragon Con floor, and I'm playing like an old saloon. Like I'm playing drinking tunes, and we can all just sing together. Like that would be fun, I think.
Could do like in Westworld where they play the player piano versions of like modern songs.
I love that. Is it Black Hole Sun that they played on that?
Yeah, there's a bunch of, like, oh, man. That's a good soundtrack. Everybody, the Westworld soundtrack, check it out. It's awesome.
Yeah, that is true. Oh, man, yes. For a language, I chose Spanish. And this is strategic because if you can speak Spanish, you can speak with a lot of the Southern Hemisphere.
That is true.
Not including Brazil. But if you want to just take a trek through, like, South American countries... Spanish is really handy, and also you can go to Spain.
Also true. I think they speak it a little slower in Spain too, so it's probably easier there.
Yeah, so I wish I could just go ahead and download that, but
that would be nice.
Let us know what language and what musical instrument knowledge you'd download into your brain.
Yeah, or you could be like me and just have the ability to read half of these and not speak it.
Yep, and then what will we do? We will talk about the ways you can get in touch with us later in the show. We want you to listen.
Yeah, we're not just going to give away the shop at the beginning.
Gosh, why would we do that? So, you know what we haven't also done in a while, Nick?
What's that?
That is Ultimate Versus.
The return of Ultimate Versus Fight Champ 2020.
2020. Folks, we got four different matchups here, and let's see who wins. So first up, we've got Hannibal versus Norman Bates, and this is from listener Jay, a friend of the show.
Yeah, Hannibal versus Norman Bates. I'm going to give this one to Hannibal because I'm pretty sure he's a mastermind evil genius, and Norman Bates is just a psycho.
Yeah, I also was going to give it to Hannibal. He's smarter. He's, you know, this is basically smart versus stabby.
Yeah, this is like a variation of the show Dexter, where it's you pit these two. It's like Freddy versus Jason, but of movie serial killers.
Yeah, so this is definitely Hannibal.
Hannibal's going to eat Norman Bates.
And that's the rub, right? He's gonna win, but then he's going to do away with the evidence by eating him.
Mm-hmm. And if you eat Norman Bates, you sort of Highlander-esque gain all of his murder power, too.
What do you gain, though? I mean, what power do you gain?
The ability to dress as your deceased mother and stab people in the shower? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you get stabby powers.
Stabby powers.
I don't know. Would his stabby powers be any more than just the natural stabby powers that Hannibal already possesses?
Maybe he would get that cool theme song when he stabbed people.
Oh, yeah. If he doubled in strength, if he got all the strength of Norman Bates, he'd be like the strength of two men in a smart, stabby, evil mastermind.
That's true.
Okay, so next up we have Mike Tyson versus Balrog from Street Fighter. I came up with this one.
This is hilarious. I like this one a lot.
I think Balrog is actually based off of Mike Tyson's sort of image.
Well, in the shadow of Mike Tyson, a creature born of his image must be weaker, right?
That's a great question. But, you know, when you put Balrog against Blanca, and he can win, you're talking about some very scary clawed green creature. Yeah. So I don't know. He's pretty tough.
But maybe Mike Tyson could beat Blanca.
Maybe that's the versus that we need. Mike Tyson versus Blanca.
Well, is Blanca the strongest in Street Fighter?
I think M. Bison is probably the strongest, right?
Yeah. Do you remember in the movie when he was like,
"For you, the day Bison graced your village was the most important day of your life. But for me, it was Tuesday."
Oh, Street Fighter the movie. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, with Raul Julia. It was M. Bison.
I'll never forget. I went into Service Merchandise when that store was still around, and they had, or no, it wasn't. It was Toys R Us when that store was still around, and on a TV they had the Street Fighter the movie fighting game. So it was a video game based on a movie based on a video game.
Ming-Na Wen was Chun-Li, right? This is all coming back to me. Yeah, this movie. I think she was.
Oh, I don't remember that. I don't really remember anything.
I'm sorry. I don't remember any of it.
You don't remember?
Except Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Was Blanca in the movie?
Oh. I don't know. I really can't remember.
I'm going to Google it.
Okay.
Blanca Street Fighter movie. There's some sort of gross troll here, so I think maybe. I don't think that doesn't look like it's from the official movie. I don't think so. I don't remember, though.
Yeah, probably not. I probably didn't have the budget.
Let us know, folks, if Blanca was in the Street Fighter movie.
Oh, you know, it could be like Mandela Effect. Like, we remember him in the movie, but he really was not in the movie.
Could be. Although, in this case, I don't really remember him.
I wonder if that Mandela Effect movie ever came out.
No, it's one of those ones where they only made the trailer.
And it just disappears from existence. All right, so next up we have T-800 Terminator versus Alita Battle Angel.
And the T-800 is the Arnold Schwarzenegger robotic one.
Yep, the heavy one.
Yeah. So, and this one, see, there's the question of you know, the T-800 is a sort of an unstoppable killing machine, but it is also thwarted by a child. And Alita Battle Angel has a good heart, so I think she would triumph in the end.
Alita Battle Angel, even in the movie, defeats foes larger than she.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a lot faster. And so even though T-800's got some firepower, I feel like Alita could still get the upper hand. She could use the environment to block those bullets, and then she'll just go after the guy. So,
yeah, plus if she already has Ed Skrein's sword that she got off him.
Yeah.
Like, the T-800 is intimidating and a powerful enemy to the uninitiated, but Alita is not uninitiated. She's already good at stuff.
Yeah, she's got that fighting programmed in.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we're going to both say Alita Battle Angel on this one.
Yeah, and that movie's on HBO right now as of this moment, so if you haven't seen it and you have HBO, we both think it's really good, so you should watch it.
You should watch it. All right, next up we have the novel coronavirus, giving you that COVID-19, versus the virus in the movie Contagion.
Now, are we talking the virus in the movie Contagion that killed all those people, including Gwyneth Paltrow, or are we talking the one where Mark Wahlberg bit Matt Damon and turned him into Mark Wahlberg 2, because that's a different virus also represented in the movie?
I am going to say it's the one that killed Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Captain Trips is ravaging across the world right now, and in much the same fashion, but I think the one from the Contagion movie was probably a little more devastating because it had the added drama of being a movie virus.
Yeah, and it killed people a lot faster than the novel coronavirus now. So I think I got to give, I mean, if you put them in a microscopic ring, I think Contagion virus is going to do the virus whooping.
I agree. The COVID-19 has a cloak of misinformation around it as well that we haven't sorted through yet.
Are you telling me that my essential oils won't kill it, Nick?
I'm alluding to that heavily, yes.
But my essential oils, they're antibacterial, antiviral.
Yeah, and you bought them from Gwyneth Paltrow, who is the first person to die in the movie Contagion.
That's a tough look, Gwyneth.
Gwen.
She didn't use essential oils in the movie, though.
No, we don't know what she did. She was dead at the beginning.
You know what she should have done? Just smothered her body in essential oil. Peppermint, mm-hmm. essential oil, and cinnamon.
Keeps out the demons.
Hey, that it does. No. All right, well, folks, that does it for Ultimate Versus for this episode. But if you have some Ultimate Versus of your own, or maybe you didn't like our winners today, you can let us know. You can opine by getting in touch with us.
Yeah, let us have it.
All right, so we don't normally talk about just movie news, but there has been some pretty big movie news this past week, and I do want to touch on them.
This is the second time in 22 episodes where we've done a segment specifically dedicated to movie news, so you know there's a lot of stuff going around.
Well, it's interesting enough stuff that we wanted to include it, right?
The first thing is the freshly unveiled new Batmobile from the Matt Reeves Batman movie.
I want to say that I love it, and I love it, and I also love it.
It looks really cool.
Man, it looks awesome. This is a step back from the weird futuristic spaceship Batmobiles to a more muscle car base, I guess.
Yeah, it looks like a... I'm going to reveal that I don't really know much about cars here, but it looks like... Sort of like the flying car from Blade Runner 2049 mixed with like an old Camaro or something.
There's almost like a cyberpunk vibe to it as well. I think it's got a rear engine.
Yeah, it looks like it would be on the cover of a synthwave album.
Yes, I am in love with it. Like, I love it. It was love at first sight for me.
I'm really getting my hopes up about this Batman movie.
You know, I don't know what direction they're going to go. I mean, Batman's been done a million times, but, I sort of am getting my hopes up as well.
Matt Reeves is a good director. Those Planet of the Apes movies he made recently were way better than they had any right to be.
They really were surprising, and I think that's his strength, is he can take something that you don't think really is going to be good, and he makes it good. So I think we're going to hopefully be pleasantly surprised here.
Oh, so we got Colin Farrell in it as the penguin.
Is he an Irish penguin?
And Andy Serkis is Alfred.
Man, I love Andy Serkis.
It's impossible not to. He's a national treasure. Yes. I mean, he's a different nation's national treasure, but he's an international treasure.
Is he a shared treasure?
Yeah, I'll share that treasure.
Trouser. All right, so also we had the Bond movie getting pushed back because of novel coronavirus till November.
Yeah, I'm really salty about this.
Yeah, I was ready to see this, so uh-huh. I'm not happy about this.
No, it's just really annoying to me. I really wanted to. There's not a lot of movies that I want to see this year in theater because I don't.
Right.
You know, everyone knows I don't go that much to the actual theater, but if they keep putting them off into November, they're all going to be in 1 month, and there's no way I'm gonna. Because Eternals comes out in November, I want to see that in the theater. Bond now comes out in November. I want to see that in the theater. The only other ones that I'll probably end up seeing in the theater are like Black Widow and maybe Mulan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, November could shape up to be a busy month.
They've already delayed Mulan in some international markets, but Disney says it's not moving any movies domestically.
Great. All right, because I really want to see Mulan.
Yeah.
And this is not like a video game. Like, they don't have to add polish to this movie, I don't think.
No.
So, yeah, okay, well, I guess we'll see it when it comes out.
Yep, we'll let you know if they delay any other movies.
Yeah. All right, so then we have some set photos from Loki that reveal what we think is maybe either Lady Loki or Enchantress.
Yeah, they didn't say who the character is, so they haven't announced that, but there's a woman wearing some sort of Marvel-y type Loki-esque costume. She's got that ring underneath her neck that Loki has, which I think is probably what led to the Lady Loki speculation.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with Lady Loki. She's in the comics, I assume.
Yeah, but Lady Loki is like Loki possessing Sif, so I would think it would be Jimmy Alexander in that case if it was Lady Loki.
So yeah, maybe if it is Lady Loki, they're going in a different direction than the comics potentially. I don't know.
Or it could be Enchantress, who has not been used yet and is probably one of the top three main Thor villains.
It'd be a good place to bring her in, I imagine.
And then there is also an image of Owen Wilson in like a raincoat and walking alongside Tom Hiddleston.
Wow.
I love Owen Wilson. I don't care. Man, he's the best.
I like Owen Wilson, too. He's also in something else, and I can't think of what it is coming up.
He's in The French Dispatch, which makes me extremely happy because he's back with Wes Anderson where he comes from.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm... I don't know if it's that or if it's something else. Maybe it is that. I'll have to look it up later. Who cares? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
We got this one last piece of news. The Last of Us TV series is going to HBO, and it's got the Chernobyl creator and the writer from...
The game. Yeah, and Neil Druckmann and all the people involved with the game, writing of the game, are writing the show. It's going to be good. Neil Druckmann, Evan Wells is executive producing it, and he's the president of Naughty Dog. So I feel like it's going to be hand in hand with the creators instead of, you know, at odds with them, which is, I think, the case in a lot of video game adaptations. Craig Mazin is writing it.
I think it could be good. I'm not a huge Last of Us fan. I mean, I enjoyed the game. I thought the ending was really good on that game, but I don't really, I'm not obsessed like a lot of people. Like some people, it's like their favorite game. And is it your favorite game?
It's in my top three. I have like a rotating top three.
Yeah. But I mean, I'll probably tune in for this. Hopefully it'll be a good adaptation.
Yeah, I think it has. If it's not, then it can't be done well, is sort of what I think. Like, it has all the right ingredients to be good. It's a series, which is most of the time is better than making just a movie. It has all the writers. It's the best chance it has.
Yeah. All right, so that does it for the news. So let's move from the news to the new. The new. So we have a trailer for Go-Karts, which this is an Aussie production, and I think this is on Netflix, and it actually looks like it has a ridgy-didge decent budget, which is, we're not used to this. I don't know that I'll watch this, but it's nice to see that the Aussies are getting a little bit of a budge.
I don't know. It's not really like my jam as far as content, like a go-kart Karate Kid as it looks to be, but I like the accent, so I might just watch it for that.
Maybe so. You could probably look at your phone to this.
Yep.
Next, we have The Other Lamb, which is a movie about like a cult, a small cult.
Yeah, this was, I think, it wasn't an A24 movie, but it had the feel of one.
Yes. It's not based on a true story, but it follows very closely to some tropes that you see in regards to cults. I listen to a lot of cult podcasts.
Me too.
Yeah, they're super interesting, right?
Yeah.
And so you recognize a lot of what's going on in this trailer because of just our knowledge about cults.
Also, what's funny is one of the actresses in it was Gracie on Orphan Black, and she was in a cult in Orphan Black, and then she was also in a cult on Riverdale. she's just locked in.
Yeah, I think she probably reads these scripts or has told her agent, I like cult stuff, so like, you know.
Either that or she's been really unfortunately pigeonholed or typecast as a cultist.
It could be. She could be typecast, yeah. So this looks pretty terrifying, actually.
It looks creepy, but it doesn't look gratuitous in a like violent way.
Right.
I don't know. It could be good. It was kind of a good trailer. It had good ambiance.
Yeah. I don't... It's super creepy. I don't know if... if this is going to be a different experience than sort of just hearing about cults on a podcast. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it might be worth checking out. Probably not in the theater, but for free on your TV.
No, I think, yeah. Then next we have Connected, which is a computer animated film by the studio that brought you Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
And also the Lego Movie. I wonder if Chris Lord and Phil Miller, who are the directors of Spider-Verse, are producing this or something? Because I don't think they're directing it.
Oh, I didn't even pay attention to that.
Yeah.
But we're big fans of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, so I may actually watch this.
It looks pretty good. The art style was great.
Art style was great, so I'm a fan of the studio, so I might check it out just because of that.
It started off with like the put your phone away type thing, which I always find annoying because that's not how culture works anymore. And I don't know how it's gonna go with that, because that I do tend to find that to be an annoying sort of thing.
Well, having kids, we don't allow screens at the table. So I kind of get it, because just like the movie's called Connected, like you want to have connection with your family members, and it's difficult to do that when they're engaged in something else.
But that can go a number of ways too. If you're trying to, adapt around, you have to adapt around new things instead of just being afraid of them, I think.
Sure. I think though that, I guess I don't have a teenager yet, but what I imagine once they have a phone, she'll just be on it constantly. And so I feel like we have to make a space for where we're not looking at it.
That's a good point.
And just because like screens are addictive, like when you have kids, you quickly realize this, that it's often a form of like consequence or punishment if they, you know, like taking the screen away.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the most valued, dear thing to them.
Yeah, you get that dopamine.
Yeah, that dopamine. All right, so next we have a trailer for Justice League Dark.
Yeah, I think that's the Justice League that has, like, Swamp Thing and Constantine and stuff in it. Zatanna.
Yes. In the description on YouTube, it was saying that Constantine and Raven. And I think maybe Superman are like the three sort of ones they focus on in this potentially. But this is an animated movie with the Justice League, and it's rated R.
Oh, it is? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it's rated R at the end. It said that. I was like, what? So violence and language mainly. But I just thought that was strange. Like, is this the first Justice League they've made that's rated R?
Well, they made on the Warner Brothers streaming app, most of that stuff is like rated R. So like the Harley Quinn animated series on their app is rated R. So I guess this would be more in the vein of that. And that's probably why it's the Dark Justice League, because it's the darker characters.
Okay. So yeah, I don't watch much DC stuff. I don't really know that I've seen any of the animated stuff. I hear it's good.
They always get a reputation of having good animated content.
Yeah. So I probably won't check this out, but I guess if you're a big DC fan, you'll probably see this.
Yeah, I'm a big Swamp Thing fan, but I don't think that's enough to bring me in.
Yeah, he's in the trailer, but I don't know how much of that movie he's actually in. We'll see.
Probably not enough.
Yeah, probably not enough. Next up, we have Into the Dark Crawlers. This is a Red Band trailer for is this a Hulu show?
Yeah, this is the Irish one.
Oh, God, this was terrible.
So bad.
Apparently, it's like aliens. It's like an invasion of the body snatchers, basically. Like these aliens are possessing people, I guess, in a small town on the night of St. Paddy's Day.
I don't know. I feel like it looked pretty cheapo to me. Like,
Yeah, this is a premise where you can get away without much special effects. Because, like, basically they... The only special effect in this that I saw was like their eyes turn green when they get possessed, and then they go back to, I guess they go back to normal. So then it just turns into like your basic horror movie, I think.
Yeah, I think Into the Dark is like an anthology thing on Hulu where they do different, it's like there's an overarching thing called Into the Dark, and then they do little sub movies within that. So this one's Into the Dark Crawlers. So I think there's other Into the Dark things. It's never really been on my radar. This is the first one that I saw a trailer for, but it didn't look good.
I've never even heard of it, so I probably won't watch it. This is not my flavor.
No. I don't think it's it came out, I think, yesterday, Friday, March 6th, and I don't think it's being received particularly well from what I've seen, so.
No, I wouldn't imagine so.
No.
Next we have Seven Stages to Achieve Eternal Bliss.
Yes, this stars Kate Micucci from Garfunkel and Oates and Taika Waititi in what is probably less than 10 minutes of screen time in the movie. But it's another sort of culty thing, but this is a comedy cult.
Yeah, I don't normally like to be this guy, but I actually kind of had a problem with this. In this trailer, you have people that follow this weird guy, and they want to commit suicide in this bathtub of this apartment that these people have just moved into. Which is a funny premise, but I feel like it sort of makes light of suicide. And lately, I've been spending time on Reddit lately, and there is this weird sort of culture of, like, death and suicide. And, like, people constantly make memes about it, joke about it, but also, like, seriously, like, just want to die. And I don't like that. I really like being alive a lot. Like, I feel like I like being alive more than anybody I know. You know, being alive is great, and so I don't really understand this culture of death. And so when I see something like this, it's sort of like an extension of what I see on Reddit. Mm-hmm. And so I don't like that.
I don't know. I like the cast of this movie.
The cast is good.
Yeah, because I like Kate Micucci. Oh, my Alexa is talking. Sorry, Alexa, stop.
You stop it right now, yo.
Yeah, you turn the volume down to 16. But yeah, I like the cast of this movie. Like, I like Kate Micucci a lot, and I like Taika, but I feel like he's not going to be in it a lot, and I didn't think this looked great. But yeah, I've seen those memes and stuff that you're talking about a lot, too. I think it's sort of like there's got to be some sort of philosophical name for this type of humor, that deep, dark humor or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I see such a mix of, like, the jokey, but also, like, hey, if I had one power, it'd be, like, that I would cease to exist. And then that, and they don't, like, they're saying it, like, not as a joke.
Yeah, not for me.
Yeah, I want to stay alive. Okay, and then next we have Artemis Fowl, the second trailer. I don't think I saw the first trailer. Did we talk about the first trailer?
We might have, but it came out around the time we started, so it was such a long time ago, and the first trailer was very short.
Okay, well, this one is pretty long, but honestly, I didn't get a really great sense of what this is about, other than it's like Hellboy, essentially.
Yeah, it got your boy Colin Farrell in it again.
Aye, that it does.
So he's very Irish in this trailer.
Yeah, I mean, the premise that I got, I've never read the... Is this from books?
I think it's a book. Okay. I remember when the first trailer came... This is coming back to me. Jay had mentioned, or somebody had mentioned, somebody liked the Artemis Fowl books when they were a kid or something. So, yeah, it must be based off books.
Okay. Well, basically the premise is there you have this organization or a guy, I don't know, that's like protecting the earth from some other realm of like trolls and fairies and sprites and stuff like that and elves or whatnot, and not particularly well animated troll. Boy, it was, and then like they like finished the trailer with that, and I was like, ooh, that didn't look good, Disney.
Yeah, we'll see what it looks like when it actually comes out, but that's not too far away.
Yeah, they need to clean up that animation.
Mm-hmm. It looked like a pretty decent kids movie, though. It kind of looked like Men in Black for kids.
Yeah, that's kind of a good relation there. Men in Black for kids. Okay, next up we have Greyhound, which is a movie with Tom Hanks.
Written by Tom Hanks.
Back in the World War II arena. And normally, I would say, well, I'm sort of getting tired of this, but this is a naval thing, and this looked awesome.
I'll never get sick of a good World War II movie or a World War I movie. And this, I don't know, I've never seen a sub-movie like this before. I've never seen one like this.
Yeah, I don't know that we've really gotten enough naval stuff from World War II. mean, we've got a little bit of it. And I think that if you didn't like Dunkirk, I feel like if you didn't like Dunkirk or the pacing of Dunkirk or the story of Dunkirk, and you're wanting something with a little more action on the open seas, maybe this is for you.
Yeah, plus it was written by Tom Hanks. Everybody loves Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, he's great. He might be the best actor of our time.
America's Dad.
America's Dad. So I'm actually very much looking forward to this.
Yeah, Greyhound. I really want to see this. I like the every time a new war movie trailer comes out, I like it because it also means that's a future episode of the Friendly Fire podcast. Not to plug another podcast, but they're a podcast that reviews war movies, so it's very good.
Very good. And then kind of sticking with a historical piece, we have a movie coming out called Radium Girls, which is based on the true story of American Radium.
Yep.
And if you're not familiar with this, there used to be a medicinal item sold that had radium in it. So a radioactive material, and it was billed as something that's for your health.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is the quintessential American story of a corporation doing something that it knows is destroying people and then trying to be like, no, don't say it's bad. It's basically the same as like tobacco or the oil companies in the 20s or, you know, everything.
Yeah. And if you say it's bad, then we're going to use all of our money and tie you up in court forever and you won't be able to afford it and fight us.
Mm-hmm. That's the American way, the American tale.
So this story is about the girls that worked in the factory that were, I mean, just falling apart from the radiation and their sort of fight against American Radium.
I like this because people should know these people's names.
What are their names?
I don't know. That's why I need to see the movie.
Yes, I think I probably will. I mean, it looks really well done. The costumes look awesome.
Uh-huh. It's like I don't know anything about it. Jess knew about it. She saw the trailer and she's like, oh, because this is the kind of thing she's interested in, is weird radiation and poisoning and stuff and basically things that make me nervous sometimes. But yeah, she's obsessed with like poison and yeah, I don't know anything about this, so I was like, oh, I should know about this. Like,
you should. Yeah, so there's you know there are people who want to collect all of the elements on the periodic table. Have you heard about this?
No.
So there's people that like want to put a collection, they make a display and have all of the elements there. And
like
so,
one of those quarter American quarter maps where you put the quarter from each state in.
Yes, very much like table. That. Yeah, and you can actually get like a tiny little droplet of uranium. That's and plutonium. You can actually get that. Hmm. So one of the things. So for radium, which is an element on the periodic table, they will often have like a bottle, like an antique bottle of that American radium stuff.
Hmm.
As their element, just because it's historical and it really has radium in it.
Well, I'm gonna watch this and then I'm gonna probably find a Stuff You Should Know podcast about this event because I'm sure that one exists, or Stuff You Missed in History Class or something, because I don't know anything about this and I should.
Oh, I would imagine there's several podcasts that cover this. It's a very interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and last trailer we have is for Why Don't You Just Die? And boy, this flavor was not for me.
No, this was a Russian movie, I believe.
This looks just like, constant insanity and gory violence.
Do you remember the movie, it had Clive Owen and Paul Giamatti, called Shoot 'Em Up?
No.
You don't remember because it was one of the worst movies of all time. Possibly the worst action movie ever made. But this reminded me of that. And that's not a good thing.
This just looks like people hurting each other, maybe even torturing each other. And I guess they don't die, or they just keep coming back to life to have more of it. Why would I want to see this? This is awful.
Maybe it's sort of like a stunt showcase. Sometimes they make movies just to be stunt showcases. But it's also Russia.
Yeah, you have, all kinds of... I don't know. This is going to be a hard pass for me.
Yeah, no. You can keep this one, Russia. Maybe Russia should hack us for some better ideas.
Burnt. You burnt. Got him. All right, so that's all the new trailers, the new.
New.
New. trailers. And that, so that brings us to trailer mailers.
You've got mail.
Yes. Bridget, friend of the show, she DM'd me a clickbait headline that I'm going to use against you because you can't see it. So we have one clickbait response. I don't blame people for not submitting these. They're hard to think of.
That's what my brother said. He said, he's like, I can guess them all day long. I just can't come up with them.
It's really hard. So thanks to Bridget for sending at least one.
Let's see how I do.
She is the MVP. She says it might be a gimme.
Okay. All right, well, hey, you never know, Bridget. Sometimes what we think are gimmies, the other person can't get.
So I'm going to ask you, and you have to guess it.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, you guys. Watch as a group of kids barely survive as they discover a secret treasure.
Oh, man. This has got to be Goonies. Are you
good? It is Goonies. I even cut out the part where she said belonging to pirates. I was like, that one, that pushes it to the gimme status.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. A group of kids, there's only a couple of them that...
I just really like the beginning. The hey you guys, it's perfect. It's clickbaity.
Hey, you guys.
It's a line from the movie.
That is actually really good. I love she gets it, man. Nice job, Bridget. That was great.
Yeah, thank you for submitting that. We'll have questions times for everyone to play with this week, so you won't have to rack your brain trying to come up with clickbait.
Yeah, well, clickbait will probably return next week.
Yeah, it'll return. We got to take a break in between because it's hard on the brain. I get so many texts and DMs and messages from you guys after the episode comes out on Instagram of people who guess them and are yelling at their phone, and that's good because it means that they are guessable and that Ben and I are just dumb.
I get messages like that too. People are just like, I am so good at the clickbait game.
Well, y'all aren't on the mic. You know, the hot seat. You can come up with them in the comfort of your own.
Yeah, you're under no pressure.
I bet they'd still guess them on mic.
They probably would. God, we're so dumb. This is the Dumb Dudes podcast. I mean, so.
Thank you for that.
And if you want to submit your own clickbait, or if you want to answer the questions times, Nick, how can they get in touch with us?
Well, you can send us a dead burn email at trailerblazerspod@gmail.com. You can follow us. This is the best way, honestly, to get in contact with us, is to follow us on Instagram at trailerblazerspodcast. It's where I post the questions times. It's where I post the new episode stuff. And I'm going to post like the pictures that we talked about, the Batmobile, the Loki set pictures. And feel free to comment and tell us who you think this woman is in the Loki set picture. And then you can follow us on Twitter for Twitter updates of when a new episode is published at @trailer_blazers. The only thing that happens there is new episode reminders. So if you don't, if you don't want to bother with that one, that's fine. And if you do have some time, you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, which is the best way for the show to gain traction. And Ben, what happens if you rate and review us?
Well, I'll tell you what. You go on there, you leave us a 5-star review, maybe a little ditty, maybe a little tidbit about the show, about why you like it, okay? And if you do that, and you walk out your front door, and you happen to get hurt, well, it's going to require you to go to the doctor, okay? And guess what happens? Your insurance not going to cover it because you have a deductible. And they don't cover nothing until you meet that deductible. So even though you're paying hundreds of dollars a month, when you get to the doctor, you got to spend hundreds and maybe even probably thousands of dollars, Nick, to get the care that you need because you got the deductibles you got to meet. So, essentially, you don't have insurance until your deductible's met. You understand how this works, Nick? And this is a bad situation to be in, okay? So what you do is leave a 5-star review and then never get hurt and then never get sick. That's the only way to do it.
Well, you could always go to American Radium and get some pills.
And that's a tip. From Nick to you. That's a Nick tip.
Well, I've been Nick Kelly, and I'm a radium girl.
And I'm Ben Moon, a man in black for kids. Happy
Trailsers.
welcome back to the vid Yo Games quarter portion of the trailer.
One quarter portion.
This is the video games. We're talking about the video games. They're not, as usual, not a whole lot of video game stuff, but there was some things.
Yeah, the first one is so good that I don't care that there's only a couple of them.
Yeah, the first thing is I would definitely recommend going and watching this, even if it's just for nostalgic purposes. That wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm.
I would say so.
It is Half-Life Alyx, the virtual reality game from the Half-Life series.
This looks so good.
It looks amazing. The graphics look great. The sound effects are exactly how you remember. Like, the grenade triggered me. I was like, ooh, I'm getting them feels.
Yeah, there was one of them things on the ceiling with the tongue hanging down. And she was like, ugh.
It's really gross. I mean, this just looks so fun, man. I want to experience this.
I think my cousin's VR parlor that he's building is almost done, so I'm actually going to get to try this out when it comes out.
A VR parlor.
Yeah, he took a room in his house. I think I mentioned this before on the podcast, but he took a room in his house and just emptied it out and is, like, putting a computer in there and has he's got the HTC Vive, so it has those things that go on the wall to track you in the cube. And it's just going to be like a room dedicated specifically to that, like Tron.
That is pretty sweet.
But yeah, this game looks awesome.
Yeah, I want to play this. I'm going to figure out who has virtual reality in my vicinity and try it out if they get it.
Well, you can come up here and we can go over there and you can try it as well.
That's what I need to do. I need to come up there, see a race, play some virtual reality, and eat at Cops.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay. If you know about Cops up there, let us know, because I've never had it, but I hear it's really tasty.
Cops in Milwaukee is the best burger and also best frozen custard on the cataloged universe.
There you have it, folks. Next up, this is a funny thing. We have a game called Broomstick League, and this is Quidditch without the snitch and no Harry Potter license.
No, this is a Quidditch game. The top comment on YouTube was, okay, so Quidditch and Rocket League had a baby.
Yeah, it's exactly what it looks like. The other top comment was, when you can't afford the Harry Potter license.
Yeah, exactly. It was totally just Quidditch. It was people playing a game with it looked like a little magic orb that they were knocking around instead of whatever I don't remember anything from the Quidditch rules in Harry Potter, but there was they had a couple balls in that and they were knocking them through hoops, but this was that without a license.
Yeah, so it's like a large quaffle. And they have beaters. You have the sticks that they hit the quaffle with. No snitch. But they are literally wearing costumes that look like they're from Harry Potter. Like, they have the cape or whatever. They have the broomstick with the heel hooks, just like a Nimbus 2000 had. I mean, it looks like it's straight out of Harry Potter.
Yeah, it basically is. I mean, it clearly is. It's Quidditch. This game, if Harry Potter had never existed, this game would not exist.
Oh, 100% would not exist. So they're sort of capitalizing on the love of Harry Potter, and I doubt it'll be as good as Rocket League.
Yeah, probably not. This is probably just going to disappear shortly.
Never to be heard from again. Mm-hmm. Or played. Next, we have Super Hot Cooking Sim. So this is the Super Hot game, except you're cooking.
This is the weirdest thing ever. And it is. I'm glad it exists.
Yeah, it is. It is like the game mechanics of Super Hot, so like the slow motion, the sort of polygonal shapes and stuff. But you're cooking.
Yeah, the bullet time of Super Hot put into a cooking situation.
That's exactly right. And so you're cutting them up some stuff. You're putting stuff on the grill, I guess.
I've played Super Hot in the VR, and it's probably one of the more fun VR games that I've gotten to play so far, because I haven't played that many. But it's really fun. It's really hard. It's harder than you'd think. You'd think in the VR space that you would be able to deal with it, you know? Mm-hmm. Because if you don't move, the bullets aren't coming at you and the other guys can't move. And as you move, everything else in the room has freedom to move as well. So you can, grab pans and stuff and block bullets. So you think, if I have time to plan all this stuff out, I should be able to do it. But it's still really hard. And I feel like putting a cooking sim takes away some of the anxiety of having to not be murdered by NPCs, but I don't know. It's weird. It was a weird trailer.
It was a weird trailer, but it looked fun. Like some of the elements are you have someone throwing like a stake at you, and mm-hmm. you can take your knife and like either cut the stake or throw the knife at the stake and have it stick to the stake and it'll fly across the room. And so I thought, man, it would be so much fun to have another person in VR with you and them like throwing pumpkins and tomatoes at you, and you see if you can like do Fruit Ninja and like cut it in midair and catch it and throw it back, or I don't know, like it just looked like a fun thing.
Yeah, VR is slowly becoming what everyone wants it to be.
Yeah.
They have the controllers for the Vive now that are like gloves that can do like individual finger motions and stuff. So I think I need to bug my cousin to get those, because I don't have enough money for this stuff, but he's got it all over there. So
nice.
I'll live vicariously.
There you go. Have you been playing? Did you play any video games this past week?
No, my buddy Kevin has been playing God of War, the PlayStation 4 one, and he thinks I'll like it, so he said I could play it when he's done with it. So I might play that when he's done with it, but I haven't really been doing anything.
I've been playing the same thing, Wargroove, which is really hard, by the way. Wargroove is real hard.
What is it? I don't know.
It's that turn-based strategy game on the Switch. Well, I'm playing it on Switch, at least. Maybe it's only on Switch. Turn-based strategy game, so it's like Advance Wars, but it's like horses and dragons and stuff like that. Really hard, and then I'm still playing Battletech on the PC. So just same stuff, not a whole lot though.
I haven't been playing anything. Like I said, it's been a lot of extra thinking at work, so when I get home I'm fried, and I just watch Mystery Science Theaters from the 90s that I've seen a bunch of times.
What else can you do when you're so tired?
Yep.
All right, folks. Well, that does it for today's show. Write us in if you like video games. Do you like video games? Send us an email saying, I like video games.
Yeah, send it, and we'll read it on the air. But it better only say, I like video games.
Other than that, have a great week, everybody. This is... I'm Ben, and I'm a dad. Trailsers.
I'm Nick, and I'm the Broomstick League Super Hot Cooking Sim Champion. Happy Trailsers.
What do you need?
The buddy.
That's my buddy, yeah. That's Nick. Can you say Nick?
Our Megadon.